So you take all that solar sunlight, right, creates heat for us. We can then send it to this tank and store it.
20 homes soak up the sun's rays on Washington, D.C.'s National Mall. They need all the energy they can get to power everything from ventilation systems to home entertainment centers. It's required in the recent solar decathlon sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy.
A solar decathlon is a competition for university schools of architecture and engineering to design from the ground up a solar-powered, high-efficiency, self-sustaining house.
Take water from the ground at 40, 50 degrees.
Over several days, student teams are judged across 10 events, from design to whether the house would sell on the market. The winning house was created by Team Germany. The Team Germany home is covered in thin solar panels, giving the house a shiny black appearance with a twist.
We have photovoltaic panels across all sides of the house. And in between, as a design, second design element, we have colorful acrylic glass pieces to kind of open the house up. We lovingly call them sun freckles.
The design to construction process takes 2 years. This is the fourth solar decathlon, and the next one will be held in 2011.
Good morning. Good morning.
The event draws around 100,000 visitors to the National Mall, where students show off their designs while making the pitch for energy-efficient technologies like solar and using recycled goods for building material. All 20 homes will live on. Some are headed back to university campuses for housing and research. Others will be donated for use by various organizations, and two are for sale.
感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.teamroom.com。